Blog Talk Radio. My beautiful co-host Janine Kimmel is with me. Welcome to the show, Janine.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
We are stoked. In a word, we are stoked. Right? We have an amazing show. And if you're listening from your computers, I would recommend, if you can, to look at the episode page. Because we have visuals of the main body of what the conversation is going to be about tonight, which is, it's a creation that Janine created called Initiation Art. And this experience, I experienced it this week for the first time. Janine has several pieces. This is, it's a multidimensional experience of therapy, of creativity, of releasing. In my humble opinion, these are the type of processing and processes that are going to take us into the next coming months that have an impact far, far greater than, maybe a 1, 2, 3 process, the more mental processes. I am clearly learning from my own experiences as well as positive experiences as well as negative experiences that releasing is a very important aspect of what we're all going through right now, for lack of a better term. And we are going through a lot right now. Boy, are we going through a lot. I'm just going to drop this bomb. Okay, let's just drop a bomb and we'll definitely, we'll come back. Janine always brings me back, reel me back in. One of the bombs that I want to drop for everybody here at the Mystical Mother Earth Show is that it is becoming acute in my awareness that the solar system, our basic solar system is no longer in the same space in the Milky Way galaxy that it was before. Now, I'll be honest with you. I've been finding this out between yesterday and today, and the repercussions of that statement really need to be kind of breathed in, that what would happen if we're, the entire solar system is no longer in the same part of the spiral? And I really wholeheartedly feel that the shift in our spatial space, where we are in space, is going to create changes that it's no longer, who's studying spirituality and who's not. The changes are here. They're now. They're happening to not just people. They're happening to molecular structures. They're happening to particles and waves. The depth of this change is deeper than anything we've ever known. And this has nothing to do with, per se, you know, religions or science. I mean, when I mean that, meaning they can say whatever they want. The truth is, just sitting in your home, you're a different being because of the nature of where we are located in the universe, in the cosmos. You know, this is our bigger self affecting the microcosm self. So that's just, you know, that's just one of the changes that I am becoming aware of. And what we're going to discuss tonight, this initiation art, in my humble opinion, just, you know, it's almost like it just slides in. Like, it's such a perfect therapeutic way to deal, to cope, and to create with the changes that are happening, the fluidity. And before I go on with this here, let Janine, perhaps you should, you know, talk about the birthing of initiation art, how it came for you, because they'll understand more of what the heck I'm talking about they understand initiate. But I want people to keep in mind the change of where we are in the universe. We can deny it all we want. That doesn't mean that it's not the truth. So it's best not to deny. It's best to be open and receptive that maybe what used to be logical and reasoning had power, so to speak, and had the influence on us to help us get through our existences.
Yeah,
I really believe wherever we land, you know, wherever it is, I'm not quite sure the new space that we've landed. I just know that we have shifted our point of reference. Creativity reigns now. And how incredible is that? That means now we get to be we all get to be kids, and we'll be rewarded in life itself because life will reward creativity. So with that being said, take it away, Janine.
All right. What I love, what you said was perfect introduction to what initiation art is, and I love that you gave us very recent findings that you know yesterday and today, which that's perfect because I love being current. But the funny thing is that this concept of initiation art, which was an original thought of mine, came to me in an unfolding from 1993 to 1997, but it's very, very useful and purposeful now. And what I love about what you said about the universe or us as a planet in a different place is because movement and change is absolutely a natural process.
Right.
And so it would make sense to me that people, us, we are in a constant place of movement and change. And that is exactly what initiation art honors, because the initiation art is a self-empowering creative act that really honors our willingness to change and transform and move along in our life. And that's so perfect with today, as it was for me in 97, but there was just this movement. And, you know, what's beautiful is this is an organic and this is a natural process. This was not like a preconceived, let me think of something. It just unfolded and presented itself as the universe is doing, as the earth is doing. And so it's perfect synchronicity to act with those forces. What's beautiful also is I always am drawn to what is subtle, and the creative supportive forces are very subtle, and yet you're a perfect example of how you felt something happening as you were, well, first when you connected with the idea of initiation art, it just felt right to you in that moment. And that's kind of how you know that it's right, because it's literally like you're ripe and ready and open. And I'll just tell you how it came to me, and it'll make sense to people for how they'll connect with, wow, there's something going on for me. I've moved into a new place, and I can honor that with creating something that it actually ends up being an art form, but it includes all these meaningful things that are natural and colorful or whatever. This is like an old self-creation.
Right. Were
you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say what's beautiful about this initiation art is it literally is it's a force on the physical level, the emotional level, the mental, the spiritual. It really touches, you know, I'm such a big advocate of things that, you know, aren't distractions, but boy, does therapy have to be all ball and chain and, you know, your basic, you know, saying an affirmation 100 times, writing on the board, you know, I will trust myself, you know.
It's nonverbal. It's
nonverbal. Yes.
It's you, it's me and you and the physical, but it's also the other, which I love. You know, you're working with the mysterious forces.
Exactly.
And I always say to you, believe me, the mysterious and creative forces are applauding when we're doing that, you know. So let me just say that the first piece that I didn't realize what I was doing, but I decided to do this vision quest to confront the fear of being alone in the dark in the middle of nowhere. And what ended up happening was I found this beautiful piece of like a nightgown of somebody's, and it was all ripped and frightening, and, you know, well, to me anyway, because I thought for sure something was going on. But what ended up happening was that piece was honored in a ritual by this anthropologist as the deep feminine nature. And that she said to me, because I brought it back to the group for my vision quest, and she said, this was the true symbol for what the planet needed, which was the deep feminine healing nature. And so, unbeknownst to me, I took it home with me. And 2 years later, I ended up opening it up on a beautiful night in the winter. And I, over the next weeks, made this art piece out of it. And then, you know, that was that. And then there was, now, and this is another thing that happens, and this did happen for you, Golden Hawk, was the next piece that I was to make was in 96, which was a year later, and it was due to a dream. And I dreamt of this little moth that visited me and landed on my heart, and she scared me. And then she landed on my head, and I felt her on top of my head. And I just, I said, just hold, you know, don't. And then she flew off, not because she was scared, but she flew off, and she went next to me on the ground. And she started speaking to me in what I guess, you know, moth language is. But, you know, I actually knew what she was saying.
Oh,
and she said that she was a royal queen moth, and there was a special waiting room for me. And so this natural, what I did was to honor her and this, whatever, this waiting room that I was to, you know, was waiting for me, was I made her. And then this all proceeded. Then I was moving into, this is really interesting. You'll love this. I was moving in to an accelerated transformation stage of my own, which I think is interesting, because I think we are all in an accelerated transformation.
Absolutely.
Right.
So this now applies to everybody.
Right. So now these pieces were really kind of presenting themselves to me. Another dream came, and I made the Dancing Tree Man, and then I did more vision quests, and I made the Shimmering World piece, and I made the Release of Sorrow, which is a beautiful piece out of Driftwood that the ritual involved in her. And she's on the pictures under the Mystical Mother Earth Show page, where you can see her. She's a beautiful snake or sea creature. And I found her on the beach, and what I start, now this is no thinking process is going on here, and I have no clue that initiation art would become a concept of mine. This was still a period of, you know, time and years, and that's the interesting thing about all this, that time can be very fast, like in these processes, it can be slow, so, you know, there's no judging here, like, I mean,
right.
You could have an initiation art piece come out of nowhere, or you could be having something over a period of time. But anyway, the release of Sorrow piece had a lot of dried dead wood on it at first. And I remember taking some kind of wood carving instrument, and I started peeling off in layers the dead wood. And I could feel the emotions happening for me. And I could feel this release of sorrow that was going on for me. And it was both wonderful and sad. And I literally took the pile of dead wood and I placed it with a bunch of flower petals, and then I burned it all in the fireplace. And I felt as though I was releasing a major sort of piece of sorrow in myself. And and if you look at her, she's beautiful. I mean,
she is beautiful.
Yeah, and she really carries a presence. And so all these pieces do really carry a presence. I feel that if there was ever something, you know, that was personally sacred, that your pieces of initiation art are sacred. And I also consider them to be allies of your own, that will, like, you've created an ally, and now you've been initiated. And the beautiful thing is you've self-initiated yourself. This is a very empowering act that you do, and
right.
It's fun, and you're surprised by it. And so it wasn't until I finally finished the sixth piece over, you know, the four-year period that I realized, I said, I don't know where it came from, I have no idea, but I remember saying, I have initiation art. I have initiated myself, you know, officially, let's say. And it's almost like, you know, getting knighted by the queen, but you're initiating yourself. And it was great. It was unexplainable that where it came from, but what's so beautiful is that recently, this must be the right time for initiation art, because Golden Hawk and a mother and her two children and one other person, a young woman, have all created initiation art in the last 3 weeks. And it's just, I'm like paying attention, believe me. And right now I'm looking at, five of the initiation art pieces, because they're in my art studio. And so, you know, it's just something that if you connect with it, if you've collected wood, or you find a piece of wood, feathers and stones and, you know, clothing that might no longer, it might mean the past for you, and you want to cut it up and let it go, or use it as wrapping, or, you know, you can get so inventive with
exactly
what initiation art piece looks for you, because it's so personal. And so Golden Hawk's 10 pictures are great of her her creation of which you've called
The initiation
infinite
was
trust.
Infinite art. I mean, infinite
art. Trust. Yeah.
Infinite trust. That was what
yeah.
it was initiating me into. And what was really powerful for me when I was creating this, trust has been an issue in my life my entire life. You know, I was molested as a kid. And, you know, I'm 46 now. I have done regular therapy, hypnotherapy, shamanic therapy. But there is something, it's almost like we can do all these therapies for ourselves, but it's like we reach a space, I won't say we, I'm just going to speak for myself, I think it's best, I'll just speak first person. All right, so I reached a space where I do trust myself, but infinite trust is literally trusting myself from a perspective that goes so beyond just my physical being. I now am going to trust my higher self, but let's go beyond the higher self. I am going to trust myself as a cosmic body, as a planetary body. You know, there, my belief systems take me into various levels of and dimensions of consciousness, mm-hmm. and infinite trust is like, it's beyond God. It's beyond infinity into a space where I know myself outside of this experience in planet Earth, in the Milky Way galaxy, you know, in this part of physical domain. Infinite trust reaches all the way up to that point. And I tell you, this creating this art with that intention, it's my you know, my intention at this point to share tonight the shifting that's happened since I've created that art. Mm-hmm. And it's profound. I mean, and you know, it's like it's funny how it's healing on so many levels. And what, for me, the word healing is bringing back into balance. Because I think it's very important to kind of, one of the things Janine and I was talking about today was that initiation art, like, well, for me, initiation art came after I recently broke up with my boyfriend. And I had to go through a period. My relationship with this gentleman was basically on and off. He was in my life to clearly show me that being a sovereign being, being single, being independent, being interdependent, you know, all the things that strengthen us from our souls is what this gentleman was in my life to show me. Because over a four-year period, I mean, it was a very dark relationship. I won't get into details, but it was a dark relationship. And I'm not ashamed or afraid to say that I chose to go into that dark relationship because there were things I needed, there were pieces of me in that darkness that I needed to retrieve. I needed to bring them home back into myself. And we had broken up on a few other occasions. And this time I was like, you know what, this time I really felt complete. There were other times we broke up where I was like, you know, I just felt a yearning. It wasn't done. This time I felt complete, and Janine was, you know, exquisitely helping me first deal with the pain, which, you know, basically she just said, just sit with it, Goldie. Just sit with it. Because initially when I first broke up, I called an old dear friend, and I didn't want to deal with the idea that I had left him. So, you know, we all go through that initial, okay, you know, we don't want to look at our choices. We, you know, our choices are over, but, okay, I'm going to immediately jump into something else. You know, that blew up in my face. So then I came home, and Janine was like, just sit with it, Goldie. Just sit with it until it doesn't hurt anymore. And because I had done a lot of processing around this relationship, it didn't take long, but it took some time, a couple of days, where, you know, I just let the pain be with me without distracting myself. No sex, no drugs, no rock and roll. Just sat with the pain. Then when I was coming out of the pain, which the beautiful part about that type of that way of handling our experiences, it's very organic, by the way, extremely organic. At the end of that pain, this incredible opportunity showed up. And, you know, there's a chance that me and Janine are going to potentially be taking this radio show to another network. And we're super excited. This is actually one of the shows that we're going to present to the gentleman who's in charge of the network. And so it was like I kind of got a gift already that, oh, look at that, you know, something new is coming on, and something, you know, the audience that we will be sharing in will be bigger than our audience. You know, it's just it's a beautiful gift when I came out of the pain. But then Janine was talking about something was going on when you brought this up for me. I don't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
What, do you remember?
I don't either, but I remember, and that's the thing, none of this, as if people will notice, none of it's contrived. It just sort of falls into place. And another thing that Baldy's mentioning, which I is important, not important to know, but it's just noticing that the initiation art doesn't initiate you. It's really something that happens after you've already moved through something. And
exactly.
So that's why you connect to make it's like the process of making it actually just feels like this completion or celebration or recognition or concretizing where you've just moved through. And
yes.
It just feels right. And I was just about to get off the phone with Golden Hawk, and I remember out of my mouth, I go, "Tara, maybe you should make a piece of initiation art." And she goes, "What?" I go, "Yeah, And she's like, "What?" And it just, that was it. It was right. It was perfect. It was, it just clicked. And that's how it happened, you know.
I want everybody to really know that, see, the whole point of self-initiation, when we're ready, when we really recognize that we don't need confirmation from anything outside of ourselves.
No.
And I'm not saying, you know, that I don't get confirmation by compliments that other people give me. And those are all wonderfully inspiring deeds and words and feelings. But I'm talking about infinite trust here. I'm talking about infinite trust. When I say these words to you, very deeply, I am taking these words as everything I do is in divine order, including, if I just happen to trip off the curb and, get hit by a car, meaning no more not trusting my choices. And it doesn't matter what the choices are, because in infinite trust, it's almost like I'm surrendering to and it's, like I said, it's higher than my higher self. I'm talking the I am presence of everything that makes me who I am. And when I was doing this piece of art, based on the guidance of Janine, I was in this real gratitude, a place of gratitude. Like everything I drew, all the crystals that I glued on and my hawk talon that I tied on, everything I did was like, wow, thank you so much for the ability giving me the experience of infinite trust, that I am now going to live my life through infinite trust. It's a profound, it's almost like we're energizing what the artwork that we're doing. And for me, the artwork is all basically natural things. I mean, the paint isn't, and some of the wrappings I used. But I was pulling everything off of my altar, things that have been on my altar, some things for over 10 years.
Yeah.
That just, the pieces just called me and said, I want to be part of the creation for you, the celebratory creation of infinite trust.
It was many years. That's with this piece of yours. The foundation that created this time for this piece to be made was many, many years. And that's the beautiful thing about initiation art. I mean, these are honorings of all the things we've gone through in our lives that have gotten us to this place now, that move us through to, and it's microcosm, macrocosm. We are unfolding and moving and changing, and just like Mother Earth, just like the universe. And these are multidimensional pieces, and you feel them. I mean, and like you said, I mean, you were in this heightened place. And you didn't have to do anything. It just was there. And, you were so joyful, too.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll tell you, everybody, I don't know about you guys, but for me personally, lately, like the last couple of weeks, I would say 4 to 8 weeks, I have this creative energy. And I swear to God, if I don't release it, you know, I feel like I'm going to bust. And, you know, I was telling Janine, I'm a nanny by trade, and I'm working minimal hours these days. And, you know, where I used to be with the kids all the time, you know, I could always pick up the magic markers, you know, and draw with them and color and paint. I'm not doing that on a daily basis anymore. And so I'm feeling this pent-up energy, and it's literally creative energy that, truth be told, you know, part of my French doesn't give a shit how it's expressed. It doesn't have to be painted into the lines. It doesn't have to be a perfect, you know, pot of fruit on, you know, on a table. You know, because one of the things that I got with this initiation art is, there was no mistakes. You know, if something didn't come out the way I wanted to, I just laughed and put something else over it, because it was really more important in the expression of it than necessarily the judgment of the final piece. And yet, in the my own personal judgment was, I couldn't stop staring at this this piece for hours after I made it. I mean, it was just, I can already feel there's an energetic, and the word sacred really is applicable here. It is my sacred infinite trust piece. So every time I look at it, it helps me to know I don't have infinite trust. I am infinite trust.
Yeah.
And in my humble opinion, what we're, you know, as a planet, what's coming down the pike, you know, what's coming towards us, the changes are astronomical, what's coming our way. And as long as I'm in infinite trust, I'm okay. You know, I will deal, cope, and handle whatever changes are coming my way. And all of our ways, but, you know, I'm responsible for Goldie, and, you know, you guys are responsible for you guys, and Janine's responsible. So, you know, it's almost like I would just recommend, you know, if you don't have an altar with natural things, you know, you can clearly set a day or set a couple of days where, you know, you go to nature with the intention of, you know, look for things shiny on the ground. Look for sticks that call you. Look for leaves. I mean, I do this with the kids all the time. And I think it's important, you know, when is the last time all of us did, you know, behaved like a child, where we just went outside and started collecting things with the intention to come home and make it art?
Yeah, whatever calls you. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever calls you. There's no wrong here. You can't do it wrong.
Also, you know, I mean, the natural pieces and mixing with, you know, the shimmering pieces that, like, you know, you take apart an old necklace that, you know, and those things become eyes, or, you know, it doesn't matter. Or, you know, it just, there's a creation waiting that is going to be made from some pieces or that call you, and it just happens. So it's fun, and it can happen in a day, or you can take weeks to start collecting, or, you know,
it's just so it's organic.
It's organic.
Yeah.
And if people do, you know, what's so great is then we have these beautiful creative allies that we could share, because, for instance, I never really imagined that some of these creatures are little, some are bigger. But I end up, if I go to children's workshops and schools, and I'll bring them with me, and they always, you know, soften the feeling in the room, or to get kids to just sort of loosen up, or, you know, no matter what age, and adults too. But they're so fun to share. But if you know, I know that I would always be interested in hearing from people.
We have a caller. I just wanted to establish.
Oh, yeah,
we do. But I have a feeling it's our friend. But I wanted to establish the topic. That's why I didn't take the call right away. But we can take it right now if you like.
Sure. But yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Area code 401, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how
Hello.
You doing, Golden Hawk and Janine?
Hi there.
Hi, I am a, I don't call myself a ritual, initiation artist, but I also make art from natural found materials and some not so natural, kind of like what you're talking about, the broken jewelry and bits from the altar, and my journey with making art for healing purposes started in 2003 at a Vision Quest also.
Nice.
And one of the things that I did and one of the things that I felt was and one of the reasons why I was on a Vision Quest was I just felt like I was dying, like I didn't have anything going on in my life at all.
Wow.
And you know, and it was a fast too, and it was just really hard. It was cold, and it was just, and I was like, man, you know, I need to get away from my house this bad that I could go sit in the woods and starve for 4 days. What the hell is wrong with me, you know? And I was a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, that's just, but that's
just
society, because we all know,
yeah,
those who have done it, there's nothing wrong with you when you do that. That is so
powerful, not at all,
and brave.
But, I mean, those are some of the things that go through your mind when you're wrestling with that kind of stuff. But one of the things that I did do, and it was, there was other people, so it was a group fast, and one of the things that I did was I made healing gifts for each of the people from natural materials. I brought my little craft bag, just, you know, basic Sharpie and some, you know, wire and beads and things like that to embellish the natural things. And that's what I did. And I've been doing it ever since, and I've been making them for people, you know. But at certain times, you know, I ended up taking classes to be a an energy healer and doing all that kind of stuff. And from certain healings that we learned, I would make tools that symbolize the different healings that we learned, and or, you know, visions that I had during things. And you know, it's just, it's been a wonderful process ever since then, you know, and really a lot of growth.
Exactly.
Now I've just started, you know, doing workshops and teaching people to do that on you know, for themselves to symbolize what's
okay,
going
so
on.
Okay, so where do you have a website? Give me your contact info, my friend. Yes.
I don't have a website, but I'm actually your Facebook friend. And that's how I heard about your Golden Hawk.
Oh, okay. Give out your Facebook name so people, you know where to. Do you have pictures of your art on the?
I do. My name is Nancy Bleier. It's Bleyer.
Nice. That's hot, Nancy.
Yeah. So I just happened to like open up Facebook and see this, and I went, wait, this is what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's so powerful to share that, you know, because there's a lot of people coming off mental trips, you know, like the people that are getting laid off from jobs, you know, a lot of them weren't really artists and, you know, and musicians, so to speak. You know, these are people that are crunching numbers and they're in boardrooms and, you know, they don't even, in my humble opinion, understand the quality of life from, you know, picking up things from walking through the woods, putting them, you know, pasting them together with a creative flair, with an intention, how incredibly magical and mystical that can be. You
well,
know,
one of the things I wanted to say about this, and you mentioned this too, Golden Hawk, is that there's judgment to an art. And I grew up as, you know, as a child having, like, very strict judgmental rules about my art.
Yeah.
You know, not little kid, you know, not as a little kid, but as I got older, and that was really the only thing I was interested in. And I was like, I can't make a living making art. I'm not good enough, you know. And so I got away from it in a while, and I would fill my, you know, creative need through other things, through cooking or through gardening and those kind of things. Or I became a Girl Scout leader and, you know, played with the kids, you know. But it wasn't until I started putting things together, which I had always collected sea glass and seashells and crystals and stones and sticks and all that kind of stuff. And I had tons of material, but I never did anything with it. And then when it all came to it, I like slapped my forehead and went, oh, my God, no wonder I've been collecting all this stuff for 13 years. I collected every single feather I could find on the ground. You know,
exactly.
Before I started putting it together, and I went, oh, this is why I love, you know, scavenging. is, you know. It's really fun. And even in the workshops, the people who have the hardest time are the ones who go, but wait, it has to look a certain way. And it's, no, it's all about the feeling and being connected in the process work when you're actually doing it, you know.
Janine, you got to share on this, babe. This is your, especially working with clients.
What I picked up right away was the initiation part of this, which is, what got you to go to that vision quest, which seemed to me like there was a lack of a fullness in life that you weren't feeling, or purpose, and like you self-initiated yourself, coming into that vision quest, coming out of the vision quest, and then here you are going into this creative phase, and then that creative phase. Well, to me, that's an initiation process. That if you were naming that, I don't know what your name for that initial initiation was. Like, you know, for me, whether it was the release of sorrow for me, or the staff of integrity, but yours seems like a purpose or creative fullness or life, and then or life force, and then what happened was now. It's like spread, which is beautiful because it spreads to others like a life force does, you know. And
right.
So it was a turning point for you, which to me is initiation, you know. And so that's
I like the idea of initiation art because, a vision quest is an initiation, and I have done many different kinds of initiations, and, you know,
that vision quest in particular was for that purpose. Like, there was, I went from my first vision quest to face the fear of being alone in the dark in the middle of nowhere, and, a gift came out of that, and your initiation seems to be that you went because your life didn't feel, like, full of life, and then out of that came this gift, and that, to me, is the initiation, and it's great, And look where it's taken you. It's a powerful. That's very powerful to me. And
all right, ready, girls? Everybody, stand up. Ready? Here we go. Name it.
Wow, that was
the last time you got an applause for your initiation, right? Come on.
Yeah, that's
this is the show where you get applause for doing courageous things. I love courage. I love it. Sorry.
Cool.
Absolutely.
And this will be archived for all the days to come. No, that's right on.
Thank you so much.
I love it. I'm so glad you called, Nancy. I'm so glad you called.
Well, I'm glad I happened to go on Facebook at the time I did.
Well, this is where I go. For me, from the host of the show point of view, the art, the infinite trust. So, in other words, the energetic lines of my art touched the energetic lines of your art, nudged you or whatever, just guided you to go. In other words, it's so mystical because. Me and Janine say it all the time. We want people to call in and share the stories because this is, we're everyday people, I mean, I'm a nanny.
Well, I mean, I could feel it. I could feel it in my belly, and it was like, call in right now.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and the show is so much better for it. I'm telling you, we both are so excited when people call in and they share, and we feel it. You feel it,
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, right on. Right on. Feel free to call anytime. I just love courage, man. I love courage in men or women. I don't care. But for me right now, this is an... imperative.
In fact, that's how I found you as a Facebook friend. I went, ooh, Golden Hawk. I'll check that.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
some people
great.
Think I'm a predator and to stay away, so I appreciate your courage.
You see the big picture. I have a lot of hawk medicine myself, and that's part of
right on. Yeah. And you know what? And see, that's the beauty of courage is something that I can't even – I tell people it can be in the smallest of things, it can be in the bigger things, but you know, just stepping up and not being afraid of fear itself. You know,
yeah.
I mean, a vision quest in and of itself says, listen, I'm going to look you fear right in the eye and I'm going to experience you, which was exactly what Janine had told me to do initially. You know, experience the breakup of your boyfriend. Don't run from that. Experience it. Because once we experience it, it energetically, it's done. It only continues to haunt us forever when we don't allow it to go its full cycle. I mean, that's the nature of energy. Energy just wants to get expressed. And not just the good feelings, all feelings. All feelings want their day in the sun, so to speak, because all feelings are valuable. And, you know, I'm a strong component of this is not just about the feel-good feelings. That's not why we're on planet Earth. We are on planet Earth to have all feelings and all experiences be experienced.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and these actions of they also invite change, which is great, which, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, and creative forces that support us, which I always love that, you know, the creative forces that are there conspiring to help us through. And so you're inviting those forces in, which is just amazing to me, always.
Yeah, right on.
Yep.
Right on.
And you could always post pictures of
I was going to say, if you want, post pictures some of the stuff you've made on my wall, because
yeah.
so people who are on the show can see it. And then they'll get you. Your name will be there for the link, so if you don't mind.
No, I would love that. Nudging myself out into you know, getting on Facebook and putting pictures up
good.
Yeah.
See what you did.
And I'm telling you, I'm the ultimate cheerleader, Nancy. You'll get to know me. You'll see. I bring everybody out because you know what? That's part of the courage. That listen, it don't matter what anybody says. You know, we're putting ourselves out there. And believe me, they'll say wonderful things and they'll say terrible things. So what? So what?
Yeah.
Hang out with the ones who say wonderful things.
Well, that's the thing. Any time I've ever shown my work or brought it into, I've only gotten positive response. So usually of the, you know, constraints are my own self-imposed.
Yeah, of course.
You know. You know, or I don't have time to make a website, I don't have the money, those kind of things. So those limiting beliefs are what, you know, kind of keep myself small.
But the coming out and sharing and exposing yourself, I know all those things, right, Paul? Because I talk about my shy quality and how, you know, it's uncomfortable for me at first to expose myself, but, you know, that's, to really honor your work, that's what we do. So it's courage, and it's great, and it's risk taking. And I'm all for risk taking now. You know, now that you see what happens when you take risks, it's incredible. So
the energy is moving. That's the, you know, it's like once the energy is expressed. I mean, by calling in tonight, you're expressing yourself. It's almost like the vacuum then where the energy was just sitting, it's moved and it's created a vacuum. You're going to bring something in from it because that's just the nature, you know what I mean? Nature abhors a vacuum. So it's awesome. And I'll tell you, Nancy, things are happening for me that are I would not have guessed. I mean, there's a chance, you know, in the next couple of weeks, the show is going to be broadcasting to 100,000 people listening.
Wow.
So,
see,
you know what I'm saying?
And
if they look in
the
archives, that's 100,000 people that are going to have access to you.
Right.
You just don't know.
One of the things that I do is I keep moving. But it's at a slow pace, and I kind of always have my hands on the reins, like, whoa,
that's my motto, just keep moving, you know, even if it's
a little tiny
bit. Well,
one of the things that is really big proponent for me is balance, and I do want to still be, you know, a stay-at-home mom.
Right
and
on.
I am a teacher. I am a mentor for other energy students, too. And
nice.
And so I have a huge organic garden, and I have chickens.
Wow.
Nice.
That's
so
nice.
One of the things that I try and do and you know, live, you know, kind of, you know, naturally too, is not to go too big too quickly.
Yeah,
get, you know, that kind of thing too. So, but
yeah, well,
yeah,
and also infinite
time.
Trust, though. Remember, trust that because we think we know what's too big. We think we know what would. You know what I'm saying? In other words, just be in balance, and if being in balance opens you up to the cosmos, well, by golly, hop on.
You know, yeah, you've got a point there too. Yeah, you've got a point there. Yeah.
But you know, because and I say this because the changes that are coming our way are literally galactic. I mean, from what I'm hearing,
yeah,
we're going to see new planets in our solar system by the end of the month. By the end of the month, we're going to have a second star in our solar system. Now, and I know this all sounds totally crazy. But
no,
listen,
I know a lot about that. My husband
is
coast to coast, and yeah.
Exactly. The truth is, we are living in crazy times. It is time to adapt
anything
to
is possible,
the unknowable.
Yeah.
Anything is possible. So I really, for me and Janine strongly feel this, that those that are living in the balance, in the passion, you know, in congruency with Mother Nature, now is going to be, I mean, literally our potential to explode is so right now. And we don't have to be anything but who we are. It's not going to change us. We have to trust that it's not going to change us. Our time for great work is now. I'm so glad you called in. You're just such a testimony and a confirmation of that, really, because I know this with all my heart. I know it. I know it. And, you know, we're all going to find out. Listen, thank you so much for calling in. You're fabulous.
You.
I hope you stay in touch on Facebook and on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Always, always.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Nancy.
All right. Thank you, Janine. Thank you, Golden.
All right.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Our pleasure. Have a great night.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
All right. Woo! Okay, that was amazing.
Organic garden. That sounds great.
Well, and chickens. I mean, she's got endless amounts of feathers.
No, sounds good. So that was real cool. And you know, balance is a great thing. And but within that balance will remain no matter what. So
right.
You know,
well, and it's also, I mean, there's a natural to fall out of balance, but the whole key is to trust that you can bring yourself back. You know, because that's just the nature of ebb and flow. You know, and because I, you know, the fact that she knew, you know, about, you know, galactic and planetary, you know, changes that are happening, that means she's already opening up inside. Because, listen, we can say this all we want on the outside, but it's when someone feels it from the inside. I mean, the stuff that George talks about, I resonate with it from my inside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it just feels like, you know, we all have this knowing within us. It's A, if we're open to it, and B, if we are. Well, where is that going to take us? And I say that from, you know, very much a, you know, I'm like a dog with my head out the window. You know? where are we going? Who cares? Just keep the wind on my face. You know, they don't care where they're going. They're just enjoying the ride. So, yeah.
That's so great. Yeah. It is fun to notice though it's almost like you can bodily feel the shifts and changes and the momentum occurring, and you just stay with it, and you know, but you feel it, and so do I, you know, and these creative pieces of initiation art seem to foster some kind of moving. I can't explain it, but somehow, I don't know if it's a confirmation or it creates more momentum or both. It's just, but if you do feel it, because I've heard you mention it, it's like what's happening lately, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I know we're sharing this tonight, hoping that other people connect and you know, really get that. You know, they may be drawn to create a piece of initiation art or more than one, you know, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So.
Because this is not a left brain experience.
No.
No,
it's organic and natural, and it's mystical and wonderful, and you're cooperating. You're cooperating with yourself.
Yeah. you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, yeah.
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 Yeah, so...
Yeah, actually, I want to share with that. By the way, everybody, if I mention the name George, it's George Kavassalis that I'm speaking of. He's just an influence in my world, and just so you know, so you're like, George, who? Who's she talking about? but I did want to share, like, what he said, what George said. In one of George's interviews, he spoke about. I don't know when the interview was. It was. I would imagine it was in the last couple of months. He basically said that the planet right now was at a point where if we're in divine order, if we're in alignment with life itself, we will influence the matrix. But if we're not in alignment with life itself, we'll have no power to influence the matrix. And I think what's so important about that statement is, you know, clearly, for lack of a better term, I'll just say it this way, crime was paying, you know, as we can see from the bankers and the mafia, you know, all of those kind of negative people, you know, were influencing the matrix. You know, they were getting away with the things. And not only getting away with it, they were thriving. Why, you know, the humble person... you know, working a 9-to-5, paying their taxes, was struggling. The energetics now are, if you're not in alignment with life itself, that you're not going to have that kind of influential power. And we can clearly see that happening all over the planet with this whole Occupy Wall Streets, you know, popping up in different states as well as internationally as well. So, you know, just for our own sense of being in alignment with nature, you know, when Nancy called, she was in alignment with nature and I mean, in alignment with life. So when she started making the art and started doing it from a therapeutic point of view and workshops, it is starting to support it. We have to know that shift has come, is in other words. I try to bring the awareness. The shift has come. Trust that. Because what does your heart want to do? You know, not what were you told to do, because that's what will make you a lot of money, or that's what, you know, if your job has been for the last, you know, 10 years, you know, you're going in and you feel like crap and, you know, you don't like what you're doing. Trust that you can sustain yourself doing what you love to do, even if it meant downsizing a little. The energies that you get from living in, you know, in your joy and living in your passion are so much healthier than, you know, going someplace for 40, 60, 70 hours a week, you know, totally, you know, leaving a taste in your mouth that's just, you know, icky, and, you know? I mean, now is the time. I mean, I don't want to even get into timelines. I was going to for a moment, but I'm not going to. So it's just about, you know, being conscious of where the what level and what frequency, where we are right now. And I'm telling you, the solar system, if, you know, a year ago we were in wherever I think we've been for the last, we'll just say 26,000 years. Obviously it's been longer than that, but that's one of the cycles from the Mayan calendar. Okay, we're not there anymore. We are physically, the entire solar system is in another part of the Milky Way galaxy, which means all the rules have changed. And we just have to have the courage to test the boundaries. I'm telling you, you'd be surprised. You'll have wings if you go to fly, you know. And if you don't have wings, you'll just learn to soar and land, you know, in a gentle manner where, you know, you're not going to die. You're not, you know what I'm saying? It's just a matter of just having the courage to step out of the box that we have been in for a long time. But now that, from the energetic point of view, now that everything's shifted, it's up to us to consciously shift with it.
Yeah.
Okay,
hey,
I'm done ranting.
No, I was just thinking it was kind of a funny. The furniture has definitely been rearranged.
Exactly.
You walk into the living room and you're like, what? What? Wait, the couch is over there now and everything's changed and the bed's over there. You know, it's just kind of funny. And be happy for it. You know, it's kind of refreshing.
Well, it's fantastic. It is a fantastic thing. We're in another dimension. I mean, literally, the tools that we now have to play with are just significantly different. It is not the intellect. The intellect does not rule this domain. It's no longer about because you went to college or because you studied or because you have a bunch of letters after your name. And I'm not trying to insult people who have a bunch of letters, but that is no longer the power source of our experiences. Creativity, imagination, natural, organic,
alignment.
Yeah, with life itself. Which means it has to be life enhancing. You have to feel good when you're doing it. Gee, what a punishment! I've got to feel good. Damn. You know what I
mean? Very good. But you know, it's funny too, because you know, these processes that I in initiation art, you know, they're deep sometimes, and so you can't, you know, like you said, don't deny the uncomfortable places, or you know, I mean, right. I literally was releasing sorrow. I mean, I didn't plan on that, but that's what happened when I was working with that piece, and you know, and so you know, and then I moved through something and came out the other side, and then you know, there I was in a new place with the furniture all rearranged and, you know, and I liked it a lot better.
Right.
You know, and
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Right. And then the Shimmering World came, and the Shimmering World is such a great piece of simple and modern. And it's on my website if people ever, you know, I'll give the site up, but
give it right now. That's a good segue.
It's my website for me personally. It's jlkimmel.com, jlkimmel.com, and you go to the art section, and then you go to sculptures, and in there's the Shimmering World, and it's a very simple piece of aluminum paper I created like just these four lines that create this boundary around this silver paper. To me, it was, you know, in this abstraction, it represented this gateway or opening to the Shimmering World, which, you know, just is another incredible place where a lot of indigenous people talk about the Shimmering World, but it's just being in touch with those subtle energies of creative force and the mystery, and you know, and that was created after the release of sorrow. So you
right.
you know, she as a piece, because I call her she.
Okay.
Then became to me. This is beautiful because all the pieces start to interlink together, and that piece, the release of sorrow, I later renamed her Queen of the Shimmering World because she led me to the Shimmering World piece. And so my piece is, and you know, and this could be for anybody, but they start to tell a story, and they're your story, but they're a beautiful story of like creation, which is us. And you know, you can, it's amazing how you literally become almost on fire with creativity. You're like
definitely
and it's just fun, and for those who like possibly think that they don't, this is a dare.
Wow. Truth or dare, Janine.
try it because you know you'll be surprised what happens.
Yeah.
You know, you get evoked, and you get called and pulled in, and you let yourself go, and it's fun.
Yeah, don't underestimate the power of your imagination, because in a world of we're entering the unknowable. You know, we're literally in spaces where, you know, if we've parked ourselves in a new space, I mean, like I said, according to the people I'm listening to, by the end of October, we're going to have a second sun. We're going to be a binary star system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even like we have that long to, you know, it's not like I'm saying, okay, in the next 100 million years this is happening. You know, I'm talking about in the next 30 days. and what's interesting about that is, you know, one of the concepts that Janine and I are, you know, we talk about this in our personal time is, you know, kind of allowing the unknowable to show up in our lives as an experience. Now, how do you prepare for that? You don't.
Yeah.
You don't prepare for it. You just simply say, I'm going to allow and I'm willing to experience that which I've never experienced before from a place I don't even know exists. Because, you know,
and
that's
where
we all have
trust. That's an ultimate trust.
The ultimate trust. Exactly.
It is, and it's really great. Like, you know, I highly recommend it. And it is, and I was thinking about that I talk about, like, well, I talk to Goldie, and we talk about how you viscerally and physically can feel something happening, which is great. And I do think that when you allow yourself to move into the unknown, that you physically change as well. Like, it's so it's like many levels that you are affected. But you start to feel it. It is, I think, the great practice. It's the great practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and even if you don't feel it, meaning if this is all kind of new to you, you know, it's kind of, it's almost like, listen, we're not... It's just being creative, you know, trust that it's happening because, you know, a lot of this sensational stuff that we're talking about, it does come from, you know, the practicing of surrendering, the practicing. I have, you know, been involved in esoteric and metaphysics for 16 years diligently. And prior to that, you know, LSD and ayahuasca were, you know, I mean, I've experienced these things. So if you're not feeling it, that doesn't mean don't do it. You're not doing it wrong. It's just a matter of, you know, there's a sense where you have to kind of, you'll get there, but you got to, you know, kind of desire to want to get there. Like, you got to want to know the experience that your imagination can give you. Want that. Because if you want it, I promise you, if you don't feel it the first time, it's coming. It's reaching out towards you as much as you're reaching out towards it. You know, but it is a co-creation. It's you can't sit there skeptically going, you know, oh, this is a bunch of crap. And, you know, if that's the way you feel, you know, that's kind of the energy you put out. And, you know, the imagination is going to bring your crap back. I mean, it's pretty self-reflective. Where if you could just get, you know, remember what you were as a child, because children are just inherently open to that which they don't know because they already surrender to not knowing. Adults, you know, we've been told that by knowing and by being correct and by being right, it makes us somebody. But in a situation like we're living in today, it's limiting us. It is not enhancing our experiences. It's dramatically limiting us. So, you know, it's time to let go being right and being in the know to clearly, you know, going, I don't know, but by golly, I'm having a great time.
Yeah, and I've just noticed lately that people who, you know, spontaneously just... are making initiation art of all ages, from 9 to, you know, to 10 and 30. So there's just something going on that that this is resonating with, and that's why we thought it would be such a fun sharing tonight and helpful, you know, and what is spontaneously occurring for us, and that's part of what I love sharing, because that's what this show's about, you know, what's recent and spontaneous and obviously creative, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. Yeah, well, it just excites me. It excites me to share everything that excites me. You know, I often write on Facebook, you know, it's my pleasure sharing my pleasures.
Yeah.
It is, because there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, the other side of the coin is there's a lot of us that are frightened by all the change that is happening, because the change that's happening is it's pulling things away from us that were, you know, comfortable to us. It was the known. The known itself is getting pulled away from us, and you know, we're all kind of standing naked in an unknown space. I mean, inherently, that is enough to, you know, scare the bejesus out of us. But, you know, there's, you know, I don't know how to explain it other than it's just not the same anymore. We are starting from, you know, a kind of, you know, starting from scrap, basically.
And you remember this morning
or scratch, Not, how do you say that statement? Scrap or scratch?
Scratch.
Yeah, okay.
No, even this is a good way to kind of settle energy as well, because do you remember this morning I was saying how I felt kind of edgy and...
And
I went to the ocean because I live near the beach, and well, I had a drive, but I just went out on the beach and was there and definitely used my body, and it brought down this feeling of edgy and nervousness into a more sort of balanced and, it was good. I mean, and you know, that's a good noticing too, that when you're feeling that way, you know, what can you do to sort of use the energy, you know? Right, which is, of course, I put myself a lot of times in the woods, but just today was the beach, and I was even noticing pieces of wood, and, you know, nothing called to me. And I was like, nope, that's just not, you know, I'm going to talk about initiation art, but I'm not called to make one right now.
Well, because, you know, I think at this point you're still in the process of releasing something, and, you know, that's why it was, you know,
when you know, and it wasn't now.
Right. You can't fake knowing this stuff, you know, and it doesn't need to be faked, because every part of the journey, you know, what I'm learning is every part of the journey is so honorable. It really, like, one of the things I also want to share is, you know, for many years, I've been doing the show for 5 years. I've been doing a radio show for 5 years. And I was telling Janine this. I wouldn't talk, quote unquote, about success, because I never felt that it was my place to speak of success from, quote unquote, a financial place. And when I first came on radio, I was all about, you know, finding sponsors and selling my radio show and my message. I mean, it was definitely, you know, I was in a marketing frenzy with the gentleman who introduced me to radio. And one of the things that I'm really getting now is that I am ready to speak of myself as successful, because what is happening on our planet and you know, to the entire human race, the things that I have focused on are clearly becoming attributes of success for what's going on now. And the attributes are, you know, being able to find my center, having a connection with the laws of nature and Mother Earth, surrendering and living a fluid life, that when life doesn't go my way, you know, a friend of mine paid for my cell phone for 3.5 years, and, you know, then had some financial issues and couldn't pay for it anymore. And, you know, I didn't have a hissy fit. It was like, wow, you know, I'm really grateful for the 3.5 years I had a phone, and now I don't have a phone. You know, but these are things that they're virtuous, and I get it that, you know, we live in America. America wouldn't normally call the traits that I was just sharing, You know, you wouldn't see that on the billboard of somebody. You know, if somebody said, "Are they successful?" they wouldn't say, "Are they in their center?" you wouldn't see that. But the truth is, the things that are, you know, happening on the planet, like, you know, Wall Street's falling apart, the banking system is falling apart, you know, all of these huge belief paradigms are coming, you know, are crumbling because they were basically built on lies. And however this works, the frequency of the planet, the frequency of the solar system, the frequency of where we are in the galaxy right now simply doesn't support those lies. So now it comes down to, well, can you handle those lies without yourself, you know, feeling, you know, overwhelmed and understated? You know, if you worked in the financial district and you don't have a job anymore, well, maybe it's time to look inside and say, well, what would you do passionately if money wasn't the issue? You know, because that's what's coming up now to be successful. You know, I mean, am I describing this clearly?
Yes, great. No, it's great. I mean, it's
okay.
So great that you would say, are you in your center? And you would say, well, that's not really something you would see on a billboard about success, you know. But it's
right,
so true,
right.
It's so true that these are the virtues and the attributes of success. And there was a book, I haven't read it yet, but it was something beautiful. It's really addressing that issue around, if you're aligned and connected, you know, this is the flowingness of what would work for us. But you're right, this is not the American culture, although hopefully that's shifting.
Well,
you know,
the whole world for that matter. Because, I mean, with all these crazy things that I'm talking about, like another sun popping up, you know, other planets coming into our solar system, you know, there's also, you know, whether you want to believe it or not, what if the truth was that, you know, December 12, 2012, the planet was no longer inhabitable? And, you know, it was either get off the planet or ascend with the planet into her next level, which is going to be a star. Because if we take a breath for just a moment and say, well, what if that is the truth? You know, are you going to spend the next 12 months, that, you know, as we're getting towards closer to December 12th, anxious about your mortgage payments and, you know, the things you haven't done in life? You know, I mean, like, wow, what a use of time, space, and consciousness. Mm. You know, because if you go within and find your center, if you talk to people who are in their center, many of us are saying, you know, the shift that's going on is a big one. You know, this is not just a shift of human consciousness. The planet is going through a shift. And if we can honor that shift, we can start honoring our true nudges and yearnings that are coming from a quiet little space in our belly or a quiet little place in our heart. That, you know, start living through your bucket lists. Start doing things that just bring you a quiet joy instead of climbing the corporate ladder, because, you know, it's like, you know, being caught up in a climb for a corporate ladder, if technically the planet's only got another 12, 18 months left, in my humble opinion, I would call that, you know, a gross misuse of your time.
Yeah.
Gross misuse. We have a caller, babe.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Okay, area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, Golden Hawk and Janine, how's it going?
Hey, how are you? That's what I thought it was before. Jay? No, what's your name?
My name is Jay. I was calling from Canada.
Okay, cool.
I'm sorry about the drum song. I'll get that one for you maybe next week.
You never apologize. It's always in divine time. It's all good.
So you've been talking about creativity, and what else you've been talking about?
Aren't you listening to the show, Jay?
Yes, I am.
I'm joking. Yeah, Janice.
Initiation art, creativity, and alignment, and living more connected and in your center than perhaps people have been, or, you know, they're drawn to. But conscious living, and creative living.
Yeah, this is interesting. I was decided to experiment for my drumming circle this summer regarding what was happening with the planet Earth, eh? And my first drumming circle was about drum healing, which is about letting go of stuff. you know, in order for, you know, stuff to come into our lives, we got to let some stuff go, and then, you know, and as stuff come, you know, the positive stuff, if you want to call it that, comes into our life too. The balancing act, if you want to call it, that's been
talking
about. And then my second class was creativity, creative drumming, and it was really interesting. The people that were there, some were, you know, getting in, some were not. That was okay. But, you know, it was interesting, you know, that we're always being, like I said, told what to do and how to do it and things like that. And if given the opportunity for them to explore their creativity, whether through drumming or writing and things like that, it can be a struggle. The thing is that, you know, we didn't have a problem like this, like I said, when we were little kids. And we just did it.
Right.
And it's interesting, you know, when we're in this change that you call right now, it's almost like we're going back to our quote-unquote inner child of what we were like without no, you know, with very little ego and lots of questions and lots of exploring.
Right.
And I think that's where we're going right now. And this creativity, we create something, is always great and helpful to yourself, and you know, can help others spread, you know, spreading the word, like you're saying about your how you did your intuitive art. So
So when you did the creative drumming, was it, you know, with a group, and they were, that was like a calling in your creativity or activating your creativity, or how did that work?
Oh, it was really, really simple. And first up, we sang a song, and I had all my little different tools. I had rattles and I had drums and stuff like that. Yeah. But what we did is we just did like it was almost like a jam session in a way.
Oh.
And we did it for about 7 minutes or so. It was okay. And then, okay, put down your drums and see what comes up for you. And just write it down. So I got people to write it down.
Oh, wow.
And
nice.
We did actually sang a bear song first. A bear song. And to help us with the creativity.
Oh.
And then we, you know, got people to like to write their stuff. And then we sang another song. I can't remember, that was like 3 months ago, but we got people to, you know, put down the drum and write something else.
Nice.
So we did this actually 3 times.
Nice.
Wow. So you called in like the bear medicine or something? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Or
called the bear medicine in and help along with the journey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like going into the cave or something?
Not so much going into the cave, because
right.
They'll distract from what was, you know, this, what they're achieving to create, and that it was just basically free flowing. You know, what's coming out? And I had to distinguish between creativity and manifesting what they were. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, you know, manifesting is about, you know, asking, you know, outside help for bringing something into your life, like angels and spirit guides and stuff like that. And creativity is taking something that's basically like ingredients and doing something with it. You know, like an Iron Chef, you know, where they create something from something that maybe one ingredient creates something beautiful out of it. It's, you know, like a meal or anything, right, like that.
Right.
Yeah, and that's without the outside help. It's just your own creativity. So getting people to do that, because I just find that there were some, you know, some blockages in there, because we're still in the creative energy more than ever, but summertime was pretty heavy. So
if you can really see how brainwashed we are, that, you know, the minute you bring up creativity, everybody's like, but I gotta manifest something. And it's like, you know, manifest something that's gonna support me and manifest something that's gonna take care of me. It's like, whoa. Life itself, you know, that whole saying, my being is my sustenance.
Yeah.
People really have lost a connection with that, because, you know, first of all, you will be taken care of, but from a more natural space, as opposed to, you know, I have to manifest money, which ultimately is paper. You know, all you're looking to manifest is paper.
Yeah.
That's distorted. It should be. Because, like I tell people, what's the virtue you want to make? Do you want to feel? Do you want safety? Do you want to feel secure? you know, do you want to feel creative? Do you want to feel the joy of you know, of a piece of art and how that makes you feel when you look at, you know, it's like, there's so many, you know, it's like that whole, The Secret, you know, that when that movie came out, everybody was like, it's, you know, I was so jazzed when it first came out because I was like, wow, this was kind of going viral, so to speak, in mass consciousness. And then they took The Secret and everybody was just utilizing it to create a red Corvette in their driveway. It's like, you know, you guys are missing something here. This is not just about stuff.
Yeah.
It's about a quality of living that has really, you know, when you look at it, has, you can do on very little paper when you have the quality of sustenance in your, if sustenance is high in your life, you do not require a lot of money. Because first of all, I mean, you can grow your own food, you know, you can get clothes from, you know, thrift stores, you know, there's a thousand ways to tell that how that can manifest. But I work in a very wealthy area, and believe me, people who have a lot of money are not any happier than people who don't have a lot of money. Not even close.
Right.
Not even close. You really see that the truest, you know, people that are content and kind of in that middle ground are the people that have a relationship with the inside of who they are. Not being based on everything outside. And I think the drumming is fantastic because it really, you know, symbolically is, in my humble opinion, you know, drumming is like connecting to the heartbeat of Earth, you know, and, you know, that's an important connection.
I'm just passionate about my drumming, and when I created my actual course, I really had no idea how to create my course. I had an idea, but I didn't know how to do it. So I just had pieces together, and I do graphic design work, and I was just, you know, how do you present something that's free-flowing and simple and not too complicated, right?
And make it meaningful.
I think even in the spiritual world too, we always get convoluted with so many different aspects of creating that we forget what it really, really, really is. It's just being, doing something for yourself and bringing yourself out. I would say bring out yourself more. When I first started, like I said, it was just I just had the ideas and I just put them together and I'll put together something that's simple and the people can understand and something meaningful. So I have another course coming out. And the book is actually in my head. So I'm just going to put it on paper and you know, just actually do it. And didn't one of those artists say that, was it Michelangelo, when he created a sculpture that he just saw the sculpture first and just chipped away at it or something like that?
When he saw David.
The sculpture first and then he created it?
No, in other words, you look at the piece of rock and you just take away the rock that's not part of the sculpture.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, symbolically, we're all removing the parts of us that are not the creator. That is truly the metaphor of what life is. That's why it's so simple. There's nothing we need to go out to get. We're all of it. We just have to remove that which tells us we're not. Because underneath that which told us we're not, we are.
because it already exists and it's self-contained and it's like, I agree that it's already there. It's just discovering it and allowing it. And
exactly.
And that's why, you know, it's like, for me, it's like going out in nature, and it's just because it's so simplistic. You're just putting yourself out there and it's free, and it's, I don't know, it's just so simple that it's almost too good. You know, it's like, wait, it has to be more complicated. And it's like, no, it isn't more complicated.
Exactly.
You know,
You know, again, look at the children. You know, children do things very simply. If they like it, they do it more. I mean, like, it's so simple, you know? I mean, they'll play drums on, you know, their pots and pans. Why? Because it feels good to do it. They like hitting something and hearing sound, you know. That's a beautiful thing, you know.
Yeah.
Jay, where are you located? What state are you in?
Well, I'm actually in Western Canada.
Okay.
And I got to ask you where your ladies are located right now. Are you the trees changing colors right now, or where are you located, or they've gone away?
Yeah, we're on the East Coast. Yes. Yeah, well, your trees aren't changing, Jeannie?
Not yet. No, I'm a little behind you guys. I'm a little south of you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm near the ocean, which keeps it more mild.
Oh,
so,
I see. Okay.
Yeah. But Jay, you're in Alberta, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I remember that. And
now, that's on our
there.
Side or that's on the California side?
That's over on the west.
Well, okay, most Americans don't know where most of the provinces are, but I'll say it's, you know where Montana is?
See, when you talk to Goldie, my weak point in all of life is geography, so I know it's in the middle of the country. So I don't just not know Canada, I don't even know America.
Okay, well, it's a province for us. According to your state, it's above Montana.
Okay, yeah. So you're Midwest. Or you would be Midwest. That would be considered, I believe, right, Jeannie? That's Midwest, right?
Yes, it's like Lake Louise and Jasper and, right?
Yeah.
That area.
Yeah.
Beautiful there.
Beautiful there.
Nice.
But I was curious about your next drumming thing. You did Letting Go, then you did Creativity. So is the next drumming going to be another kind of theme or?
Part three was actually, it was almost like feast because it was autumn, we did it on a week of autumn equinox. And,
yes, because we remember the cupcakes.
Yeah.
Well, Jeannie remembered the cupcakes.
Oh, yeah, they were, yeah.
Goldie ate the cupcakes.
So that was part three?
Yeah, it was part three. And it was about, you know, people celebrating. Because I think we'll go through these cycles where we actually let go of stuff, you know, create some stuff, and then we celebrate, and then, you know, something else.
Right,
comes
on.
That's exactly right.
What we're talking about tonight. Exactly.
Yeah, and it's a cycle that, you know, when I forgive my dad, I thought I washed my hands, say, you know, I already did that lesson, and I'm not going to use it again. Well, guess what? It comes up again. So I learned that lesson. But it's like a cycle. So, and just like the drumming, it's like a cycle. So, you know, when one door closes, another one opens, right? And it's just, you know, that's how it works. Eh? So it was a great time when we did the cupcake stuff. It was really really good time. So, but
cool.
The creativity is really interesting for people to. It's almost like you said, they're locked into a certain way of doing things, and it's like okay. You know, getting out of that loophole of a different, maybe a different way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It can be hard for some people, right? So.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? It's like a disease. I mean, the need to be
right
and the need to know as adults, and this is male or female, is so prevalent in our culture. I mean, it's just, and they don't even see how it's destroying everything good.
Yeah.
You know, their potential for everything good, the need to be right. I see relationships breaking up, arguments because of these qualities. You know, it's like, you know, I have learned, I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm 100% clear of being right, but I have surrendered on so many levels. That's what that last relationship was all about for me, surrendering the need to be right. You know, it's almost like I had to go to a dark space to understand the real benefits of, you know, just let everybody think what they want to think. And, you know, okay, so if you want to think that way and I think differently, cool, you go your way. You know, you don't even have to go anywhere. You can just think whatever you think, and we can agree to disagree, and that's okay. You know, it's just such a relaxed state of being as opposed to, you know, driving your point home. And believe me, I know, the passion I have now for creativity I used to have for being right. I mean, I was just like, intellectually speaking, I was just a mad woman.
That's great, though.
I highly recommend it. Yeah.
replacing the need to be right with creativity is so great.
Yeah.
That is so great, and I'm sure that drumming can really shake that up, you know, like, because drumming seems to me almost like, you know, I've heard about, in fact, a friend I know did a whole study on how it changes the brain patterns, and, you know, I really think that it's due. It can shift people.
Actually, I have a little device on my computer, my laptop, and it actually measures your heart rhythm. And it's interesting, when you do drumming for a little bit, maybe about 10 minutes, you can see the rhythm, how would it be smoother, the heart rate.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. But it's actually your brain syncing up with the heart, and it's not the other way around. And,
wow.
That's studies. You know, you can plug, like, the Heart Math Institute is great because they do have studies that they've been doing this, and it's really, really interesting, you know, the feelings of, you know, gratitude and forgiveness and love and things like that, how you sync up with the universe, it's a really great tool for doing it. I can speak a lot about drumming, but it's a great tool to open up your heart and open your voice, because most people are, like I said, in our society have blockages in those two areas, which is our voice and our heart, like I said, people have this thing that you said about being right all the time, right? It's kind of, I don't know if they know what's between right and wrong or what they heard, or they're still stuck in that firm thing that, like I said, they're immobilized by moving on, maybe, you know? They just as resentful about it, moving on. So, you know, the kicking, screaming aspect of our changes that are going on this earth right now is just, that's what may happen, is going to be kicking and screaming. A lot of people kicking and screaming. So,
you know what's so funny? They're kicking and screaming for protest, which I honor the rebel aspect, because rebellion has a place, you know, when basically you're hypnotized. I mean, there's a mass hypnosis that is covering our whole planet. I mean, whether it's the women wearing these veils and covering their bodies except for their eyes, I mean, you know, or it's, you know, bankers that are, you know, basically taking income tax money and building underground plants, you know, so that they can blow up the top of the planet and hide safely on the bottom, you know. So rebellion is good, but, right, I mean, it's all about, from my humble opinion, there's a perspective of, are you rebelling to blame, or are you rebelling because you just said, enough, I just am not going to take the bullshit anymore, and I'm going to stand up, and I'm willing even to die for this? Because, I mean, that was my awakening. My awakening was, I'm just so fed up with being afraid all the time, I'm just not going to be anymore. I'm going to face my fears. You know, and I'm not saying it happened overnight, but the choice to face my fears happened in a moment, and then it took me, you know, up to date, 16 years, you know, to face them. You know, it's like, cause you just, you know, it's okay to get angry. Just, it's not, you know, if it's all blame game. You know, that's, again, you're just giving your power away. That anger has so much room to make change if you own it as your own. But if you're angry at somebody else, you're just spewing the energy, but you're not it's not morphing you. You're not going through the metamorphosis, which is when you allow yourself to say, I'm mad, but I'm going to change because I'm mad.
Yeah.
I am preaching like a son of a bitch tonight.
When Jay said kicking and screaming, you know, kicking and screaming meant to me people, you know, wanting to stay unconscious. That to me is a form of kicking and screaming, like, I'm not changing, I'm going to stay unconscious, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not opening to these forces.
That
to me is a form of kicking and screaming by remaining unconscious. So, yeah, so there's all, you know, that's what I got when he said that.
Yeah, no. This is why I love my Janine, because she really does understand my language. Translate, Goldie, please. You're my universal translator, Janine.
So,
all right. Well, listen, Jay, I super appreciate you calling in, as always. And, you know, do you want to promote something? Do you have anything to promote?
No. I'm just, you know, listen, you know, thanks so much for the opportunity. No, I'm just, you know, listening to your show. I heard that you may be going to a different location somewhere, so I got to see.
Keep your fingers crossed on that one.
But I want to hear about part four if you have, when you do your next drumming. That would be fun to hear
or the
about.
Next trilogy. Right. I don't know if there'll be a, most trilogies end at three, Jeannie.
Well, we don't have
I didn't know that.
Well, I have a drumming circle. Well, you're bad. I have a drumming circle on the 26th and up here, and it's about actually about Journey to the Heart. There's a lady I know, and she's very, you know, adamant about that. And she's a very wise woman, and not very many people I know who are that wise, just because she says stuff, and which is very. Very lots of wisdom in her heart, and we talked about different stuff regarding Journey to the Heart and things like that, and blockages and things like that. So that'll be on the 26th. But you know, between that time, I'll see if I can get a drum song to you and go from there. So
cool.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Well,
and as
you.
Always, we appreciate we appreciate you calling in. We love our callers. You know, it just brings a lovely flavor to the show because. You know, it really is, we're ordinary people doing extraordinary work. That really is my humble opinion because, we don't all have to be the Michael Jordans and the Beyoncés, just living our life in beautiful ways, deep, meaningful, simple ways, in my humble opinion, is extraordinary.
Yeah, I truly believe, I understand the feeling of the gratitude in your hearts regarding sharing your words and wisdom and laughter too. And I had an experience like that this week or a couple of times actually. I sent a whole bunch of sage to all my friends that I've got readings from for free and things like that. And I was talking to one person yesterday, and it was really interesting. And I said, I sent you some sage. How much do you got left? And she said, I have a little bit left, but I gave it to people. Or to the people like around the world, some people around the world, or something like that. And I was kind of touched by that because you know, sometimes you never know who you're touching in your
absolutely
lives. You know, this is really, really, it kind of blows me away. So
yeah, that's the beautiful part. So that's
exactly. We're not meant to know. We're just meant to do it because it feels.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, right on, Jay.
You're welcome.
And we'll we look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, we'll see what interesting comes up next week. So
yeah, and it's all spontaneous. Never feel pressure. It's all good. But we do enjoy your call, so thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Take care, ladies. Yep.
Bye.
All right.
Yep.
Bye now.
Bye.
So that was. We just have a great audience. I feel like, we have some real substance in our audience. And
I know.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, that was great. I wrote down the stages that he talked about with the drumming, which was letting go, creativity, celebrate, and now journey to the heart. I think that's so much fun to know what someone in Alberta, Canada is doing for, really beautiful.
Yeah, well, and what's so funny is it's exactly the same principles of initiation art.
Definitely.
I mean, you know what I mean? We go through the process and we sit with stuff and we release it and then we celebrate by creating the art. I mean, it's so amazing how we really, the recognition how if we choose to look for the similarities in our world, we'll find them. You know, the powers. I'm not even going to call the powers that be, the powers that were. Mm-hmm. We're always encouraging us to find our differences when, I think it's clear now that what's happening as we do move into our inner child and, have these changes of the unknown, we're clearly, if left to our own accord, are seeking out the similarities, because it almost seems magnetic. It's just what's happening. We're just finding the similarities with each other. And, Nancy calling, she just found the post,
It's just
magical.
The magnetic part of this. It's all the magnetic part. Yeah,
exactly.
I love what he said about, which is so interesting, and maybe this is, just another part of me, the scientist. But I loved what he said about when the heart, is sinking to the drum, and then
entrainment.
The brain, And then the brain syncs with the heart, and I'm going, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So, you know.
That's
yeah.
organic. Yeah.
That is great.
Yeah.
So your piece to me looks very celebratory, you know, like a celebration.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's my girl. I adore her. I love color. I'm personally, if you've ever seen pictures of my healing room, it's busy. I have, you know, colors clashing, so to speak, doesn't bother me. I like busy. It's high energy. There's a lot going on because it really is a self-expression of me that, you know, there are things in, you know, if you go to a forest, you know, it's not organized. It's, you know.
No.
Right? There's branches, there's trees, there's rocks, there's animals. It's all going every which way but loose. And I'm very comfortable in that kind of environment. I remember when, you know, like my mom, when she was alive, she'd be like, clean this room. And I'm like, no, I know exactly where everything is. And, you know, and it was clearly a mess, you know, to the naked eye. But to the trained eye, which my eye was very trained, it was quite organized because it was, you know, it was my mess. So it really wasn't a mess to me. I knew where things were. And I mean, it's just the way my, you know, my mind works. So, you know, I'm looking around, cracking up.
My studio is a combination of order and chaos, but you know, that's how it should be.
That's life. There you go. That's very true. That's very true. So we have 14 minutes. I'm trying to remember what we had put on the show page that we were going to talk about. I mean, and I know we were going to talk about the art, but
Well,
I feel like we're leaving something out.
We were talking about spontaneity and
there you go. Okay, right.
Yeah, but that is really basically acting in the spontaneous, saying yes to the spontaneous, which of course is what I feel all the best stuff happens in those kinds of places. So, and you and I have been noticing it, and that's been one of our intentions, is to stay very aware of the spontaneous and what's happening, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, infinite trust goes hand in hand with spontaneity. It really does.
Yes, because the opposite of trust is control, and control and spontaneity, they do not go together. Control is control doesn't like spontaneity.
Yeah, listen, I've been in car chases because of control. I have been in some seriously sticky experiences because of control.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the nature. Control can be actually anti-life because it forces itself, you know, it is not an organic experience. It's something forced. And if it's forced, you know, that the force that pushes it in, the same force will be returned pushing back.
Well, you know, control in the body and, you know, even you can take this outside of the body, but control constricts and trust expands.
And
that happens within the body, but also within then a reflection within your life. And so if you're looking for expansion, trust is your friend. And, you know, I don't know many people that are looking for constriction. That is really not a fun place. So,
I can tell you a place that I've seen it, and I've seen it firsthand because I remember when I let go of it.
Mm-hmm.
How many women do you know intentionally hold their bellies in?
Yeah. Or
I know plenty of them that
do. Your feet and hands, people, if you want to get a handle on how much kind of stress you're carrying in your body, you go check out your feet and your hands. And, you know, a lot of times people have them in fists.
Which is
the constriction and the stomach, the belly, and just the body. But then think about Now take it out of there and just talk about, is your life expanding? Do you feel expansive? That's the openings that I'm talking about. All the openings that occur from the trust base. They're definitely from the trust base. And fear and control are pretty much like, partners. So
absolutely. Absolutely. I know, because I was scared shitless being chased by 13 cars down that road. I'm telling you.
I think you did a little magic there.
I did, but you don't want to rely on that kind of magic. Much better to rely on grace.
Right, and it's true that maybe also I was talking about, and I think George talked about this, yes, about kind of staying out of the drama of things, not getting pulled into those vortexes of drama.
Right on,
And honestly, if you stay in a centered place, it's almost like that kind of masterful place of the center within the storm, and that's where amazing things can happen. So, and,
I almost think that's the only place. Amazing things are not going to happen in the drama.
No, it's in that centered place. He said that, and I wrote down a few things that he said last Thursday night. And the drama vortex was one of them, and not getting pulled into that drama place and that vortex. And then I also put that holding the center was the key that he talked about.
As soon as you talk about drama, my first thought goes to, all the Occupy Wall Streets that are popping up all over the world. And like I said, I'm definitely down for rebellion, rage against the machine. Right on.
Taking action is a good thing.
Totally.
There's a way to take action that isn't really necessarily getting caught in the drama.
Well, exactly. That whole macing of the woman.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Baloney. I was telling Janine earlier, Tony Baloney is the cop that maced this woman who was in a pen. And I go, are you kidding me? I mean, is life not truly showing us that it's like, it's like all the world's a stage? When the bad guy at the, one of the bad guys who's a cop at downtown New York, who maces a woman whose name Tony Baloney, what are we living a cartoon here?
That's true.
That's a Bugs Bunny character, for God's sakes.
I did not know that. I know you said it, but I was like, yeah, that's comic strip material,
It is a comic strip. I mean, but that's almost like what it is. There really is a sense for me that
drama,
which was unreal, really is unreal. I mean, there's a level of, that's why it's important not to go, don't go down with the comic strip. Let the comic strip go, because that which is real, will rise simply because it never left. It's just now we're getting a chance to view it and see it and experience it.
Yeah, no, to take action is a good thing, but you don't have to be fully in that drama where you lose your center. You can be in full action and still be in your center. So,
because I've thought about going down. I've got the time.
I'm so close, too, that I thought it might be really something to see and be a part of, and witness.
You want to go?
I might. I mean, I can't
all
go
right.
tomorrow.
If you want to go and meet down in the city, I'm thinking of going as well. Well, and part of it is, I'm just thinking, because I'm not going to hold signs or anything. I kind of just want to walk through in like this, I don't know, I can't even explain it, just as a being, just as a witness to it.
I felt the same way. So maybe we will do that.
Okay, right on. And then maybe we'll be talking about that on next week's show.
That's right.
Because indeed, the fact that we both have Wall Street, the original one is actually relatively close for both of us. That people have asked me, are you going? And I'm like, and initially I was like, listen, this isn't my fight. I'm not. in
no,
the
but
sense
there is
of
a movement, and I do
right.
think that a movement, you know,
everybody
witness,
should support
to witness
oh.
a movement or to be, yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, because after they asked me, I was like, you know, well, you know, listen, I get, you know, my money has nothing to do with taxes. I'm a nanny. It's just not my. But I did get, you know, are you not, are you using that as an excuse, Goldie, and you just don't want to go? And I was like, I don't know. And, you know, then I started thinking into it, and I was like, I just had this visual of me just walking through the streets and smiling and, you know, but not raging and, you know, and not preaching, just
right.
just observing and you know, kind of spreading a frequency of, you know, thank goodness the change is here because, you know, another 100 years of this and I might have had enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
It won't
maybe
be,
this
it won't
week
be
we'll
that
meet
happening.
There.
Pardon? What, pardon?
Maybe this week we'll meet there.
Yeah, I'm definitely down for it. Yeah, forget it. No buts. I'm down for it. So yeah, in fact, yeah. I mean, and imagine that's the first place me and you physically meet in the physical. Boy, we like to do it big here, baby. We like to do it big. Just so the audience knows, Janine and me have known each other for several years, and we have never met in the physical, not yet. I mean, we all have our. You know, our internet connections. Janine is one of them, and that would be an amazing experience to have as a first time meeting. Actually, I'm going to nudge you on that one. I want to do it.
Okay, we'll let our listeners know next week.
All right, I love your. I just love the way you commit like that, Janine. I love that you commit to that. We will definitely let you know. We've said it on the air, and me and Janine are sticklers. If we say it on the air, we got to do it. So right on. I think it's I think it will be an experience. We will not, you know, we will treasure it for a long time. We will treasure
it. I've been watching.
And who knows? We could be on somebody's YouTube wall.
I know they have live feeds from there. You know.
Totally. Just look for us on somebody's Occupy Wall Street video. Look, there's the girl from Mystical Mother Earth.
Perfect.
Yeah, that is perfect. And that will clearly give us, you know, things to talk about for next week. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. Well,
yeah,
that's hot.
So, yeah. So
right on.
Sounds
all
good.
Right, well, I can feel like we're kind of stretching this. I say we give our web, you know what I'm saying, and honorably end it.
Sure.
I love you, but yeah, okay. I mean, it's only 2 minutes left, but so you can be reached at.
I can be reached at www.jlkimmel.com, and I have a beautiful children's book out called The Magic Gown. If anyone's interested, and that's about it, you know.
Well, and I want to let people know one more thing. She also, all the paintings that originally, you know, that came first before the story of The Magic Gown, she actually sells as posters. Check out her webpage, the jlkimmel.com webpage, because these posters are just, they're brilliant, they're very organic, they're very multidimensional. I adore them, so I wanted the listeners to know that as well. And you can find me, well, right here, and on another reality show on Thursday nights from 8 to 10. And once again, Janine, it is a pleasure dancing, singing, laughing, and sharing with you, truly.
Well, thank
it
you.
Is a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I was so excited to see your art tonight, so thank you very much.
Oh, beautiful. My pleasure. Thank you. That was too good.
Thank you to
too
Jay
good.
And Nancy and everyone else listening.
Right on. Right on. We love you guys,
right.
And we'll have plenty
week.
To share next week about the Occupy Wall Street. We will be there. I love it. Love it. All right, I love you
okay.
too.
Okay, good night.
All right, everybody have a good night. Bye.